Oh, good to have you with us this morning. Goodbye. Hope you come back soon. I scared one already. All right. Well, I have another Eric B. Hare story for you this morning. Once upon a time, far, far away in China, there lived a little old lady and a little old man, and they lived in a little old house. And do you know that they did not know Jesus? Instead, they worshiped the picture of a god that they called Josh. And Josh in the picture looked very old, and he had very long white whiskers, and he had on a big long robe, and he sat in that picture with his arms folded and his legs folded, and he didn't do anything. He couldn't hear them. He couldn't see them. He just sat in that picture and looked and looked and looked. Well, then when they wanted to pray to their god, Josh, what they would do is they would take a little piece of bread and they would poke some pieces of incense in the bread and light the incense. And as the smoke would rise up, they would kneel down and they would hit their little gong. And they would pray. And pray. And pray. But do you know Josh couldn't hear them and Josh couldn't see them? All he did was sat in that picture and looked and looked and looked. Well, one day the little old Chinese lady needed to go into town, and as she was walking through town, she heard the strangest music. It wasn't like anything she had heard before. There was a building with the door open and a lot of people inside, and as she went in, she could hear them singing, "Jesus loves me." And there was a seat right nearby, and she sat down. And why, in just a few minutes, several people got up and they started teaching. Do you know what it was? It was Sabbath school. And she had never seen anything like it before. She had never been to Sabbath school. And one of the people came afterwards and talked nicely to her and said, "Won't you come again?" And she said, "Why, I think I will." And so she came again and again and again. And before too long, she gave her heart to Jesus. She was baptized and she became a Christian. Well, she went home and told her husband, "Husband, why do you worship that old picture of Josh? He can't see you and he can't hear you."
"I know that," said the husband. "I know he can't see me and I know he can't hear me, but I can see him. Why, I don't even see your God. Sometimes when you pray, you look up. Is your God on the roof? Sometimes when you pray, you look down. Is your God under the house? I know my God can't see me and can't hear me, but I can see him. If your God could do something that I could see, then maybe I would follow your God."
"Oh, but husband," she said, "you don't understand. Why, one day his people were very, very, very hungry, and they had run out of food, and so they prayed, and God opened a window in heaven and brought food down, and it fed them all."
"Hmm," said the little old Chinese man. "I don't see God opening any windows and lowering any rice for you. When you're hungry, I have to pay for your food."
"But husband, listen," she said. "You don't understand. One day his people were very, very thirsty, and they cried out to God and prayed to him, and he heard them, and he opened water right out of a rock, and everyone had enough to drink."
"Hmm," said the little old Chinese man. "I don't see your God giving you any water. Whenever you're thirsty, I have to carry water from the river, I do."
"But husband, listen," she said. "One day his people were stuck and they couldn't get across the river, but they prayed and God parted the waters and made a roadway through the middle, and they were able to walk across the river."
"Hmm," said the little old Chinese man. Whenever you want to get across the river, I have to pay for a ferry boat to take you, I do. How come your God can't do anything that I can see?
But husband, she said, he does so...
Hey, I know, the husband said. Our house is full of rats. They eat holes in our blankets and they eat up our rice. You tell your God to get rid of the rats. And if he can get rid of the rats, then maybe I will worship your God with you. Well, the little old Chinese lady didn't know.
Sure, her great big God could bring water out of rocks and bring food from heaven and raise the dead. That was easy. But rats. She had never heard of her God chasing rats out of anyone's house before. She didn't know. So she thought and she thought and she thought for 3 long days, she thought. And then she made up her mind. She came and said, husband, you sit right here in this chair. I am going to pray to my God to send out the rats. You keep very quiet and close your eyes. And when we are done, say amen. And he said, okay. And he sat down. And that little old Chinese lady began to pray. Dear Jesus, please, if you could just send the rats out of the house, I don't think it's nearly as hard as that other stuff that you did, like bringing water out of rocks and food from heaven and raising people from the dead. Why, you've heard what my husband said. If you only take the rats out of the house, then he will worship you too. Maybe if you could just send an angel and frighten the rats. But do you know, as she was praying, a little rat poked its nose out of the hole where the floor meets the wall and went sniff, 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 sniff. And something seemed to scare it. And it ran right across the floor and out onto the street and ran away. Oh, thank you, Jesus, she said. Maybe if you could just send a few. And then another one poked its nose out. Sniff, 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 sniff. And it ran across the floor and ran outside too. And then another one sniffed and ran outside. And another one and another one and another one. Till every single rat in the house had run across the floor and out onto the street. And they never came back again. Why, the poor little old Chinese man, he was so frightened it nearly scared him to death. When that first rat ran across the floor, his eyes bugged out and he swallowed hard and he wiggled in his chair. He had never seen anything like it. Why, the little old Chinese woman's God had done something that he could see. And the next time that the little old Chinese woman went to Sabbath school, the little old Chinese man went too. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for being a great God, a God of the things that we can see. We know that you did many great miracles back long time ago, but you are still our God and you are still powerful. You are still alive in our lives today. Help us to become better friends with you every day. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, time to get the baskets and take up the offering. Instead of pulling out those ones from the front of your wallet and the change, you know, go for the 20s in the back. You know, give a kid a thrill.